Chapter 13. Let your brotherly love continue. Do not forget hospitality, for through it some, unknown to themselves, entertained angels. Keep in mind those in prison bonds, as though you have been bound with them, and those being ill-treated, since you yourselves also are still in a body. Let marriage be honorable among all, and the marriage bed be without defilement, for God will judge fornicators and adulterers. Let your manner of life be free of the love of money, while you are content with the present things. For he has said, I will by no means leave you, nor by any means forsake you, so that we may be of good courage and say, Jehovah is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? Remember those who are taking the lead among you, who have spoken the word of God to you. And as you contemplate how their conduct turns out, imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Do not be carried away with various and strange teachings, for it is fine for the heart to be given firmness by undeserved kindness, not by eatables, by which those who occupy themselves with them have not been benefited. We have an altar from which those who do sacred service at the tent have no authority to eat. For the bodies of those animals whose blood is taken into the holy place by the high priest for sin are burned up outside the camp. Hence Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered outside the gate. Let us, then, go forth to him outside the camp, bearing the reproach he bore, for we do not have here a city that continues, but we are earnestly seeking the one to come. Through him, let us always offer to God a sacrifice of praise, that is, the fruit of lips which make public declaration to his name. Moreover, do not forget the doing of good and the sharing of things with others, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased. Be obedient to those who are taking the lead among you, and be submissive, for they are keeping watch over your souls as those who will render an account, that they may do this with joy and not with sighing, for this would be damaging to you. Carry on prayer for us, for we trust we have an honest conscience, as we wish to conduct ourselves honestly in all things. But I exhort you more especially to do this, that I may be restored to you the sooner. Now may the God of peace, who brought up from the dead the great shepherd of the sheep with the blood of an everlasting covenant, our Lord Jesus, equip you with every good thing to do his will, performing in us through Jesus Christ that which is well-pleasing in his sight, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Now I exhort you, brothers, to bear with this word of encouragement, for I have, indeed, composed a letter to you in few words. Take note that our brother Timothy has been released, with whom, if he comes quite soon, I shall see you. Give my greetings to all those who are taking the lead among you and to all the holy ones. Those in Italy send you their greetings. The undeserved kindness be with all of you.